City Council passed a motion by Councillor Chinnani to explore waste diversion requirements for special events at last week's council meeting. The motion asked that city staff explore the process, organizer costs, and impacts of requiring a waste diversion plan as a condition of permit approval for large-scale events on city property and report back to council no later than Q2 of 2027. The motion pointed to challenges in enforcement and oversight of existing regulations within the event waste management plan, noting that food and organic waste diversions remains inconsistent and represents a significant opportunity for improved diversion outcomes, and that the province's transfer of recycling services to a private contractor has now removed the city's capacity to collect or verify waste diversion on site for special events. Considering this change, the motion expresses concern about the financial pressures that might be put on event organizers if future permits require them to pay for the contracting of private recycling services. Beyond costs to organizers, the motion notes that the city still needs to develop a feasible enforcement approach. Gabriella Dee, an assistant professor in the School of Environmental Studies with a PhD in biology and a master's in environmental studies, specializing in waste studies, spoke to council as a delegate about her experience assisting several large-scale local events with waste diversion, using the Skeleton Park Arts Festival, Arts Fest, and Rib Fest as practical examples of what organizers can do to reduce the environmental impacts on their events.
So I am here to talk to you today about why waste diversion is important in the city of Kingston. So according to the Government of Canada's waste hierarchy, the least preferred thing to do with waste is to send it to landfill. The best thing that you can do is just reduce the amount of waste. You can reuse things if possible. You should recycle them. But the least preferred thing to do is to send them to landfill. And that's very important, especially in Kingston, because there's no longer a landfill in this city. So that means that all the trash that is produced in this city gets transported by diesel vehicles to either Moose Creek, 205 kilometers away, or Twins Creek on the other side of Toronto, which is 490 kilometers away. So you can just imagine how many emissions are being produced to transport all of the waste that far to the landfills that are used by the city. I learned to divert waste when I first volunteered at the Skeleton Park Arts Festival in 2022 with a nudge from Sustainable Kingston. And what I learned there, along with the studies that I was doing at Queen's University at the time, was that the Skeleton Park really has best practices for waste diversion. The festival takes place in McBurney Park, which is a relatively small park. The first thing we do before the festival starts is we take all the trash cans in the park and we hide them in a corner and put a tarp over them so that nobody can use them. We then set up what we call a waste diversion station, which is simply a tent and a table and a bunch of volunteers and a whole lot of bins for us to sort our waste into. And that's very important because we want to make sure that there is very little to no contamination of what gets sorted. And the only real way to do that is to use volunteer power and to have the waste sorted ourselves. Skeleton Park Festival is renowned for only producing one bag of landfill trash for the entire weekend of the festival. Everything else that they produce in terms of waste is diverted. And most of that comes from the food vendors. So all of that stuff gets sorted out. It's either sent to recycling or composting. And composting is by far the best option because that goes 20 clicks down the road to Tomlinson Organics. I started waste diversion at ArtFest last year and did it again this past summer. It's a lot tougher actually to divert waste at ArtFest because the festival is so big. It takes place in City Park and it's very widespread. There's no way to take all the trash cans and hide them somewhere and only have one waste diversion station. But we've set up the waste diversion station near the food vendors because again, most of the trash comes from the food vendors. We diverted 1495 gallon tubs worth of material over the course of the weekend. And the thing I'm most proud of is being able to divert waste at Ribfest last year. I'm going to do it again this coming September. The organizer for that festival was absolutely amazing. He had been wanting to divert waste in the city of Kingston, but could not figure out how, had not figured out who to contact and how to do it. And when I emailed him out of the blue offering my free volunteer waste diversion services, he was very happy to take me up on it. But then he told me that 22,000 people will be coming to RibFest. So I got a whole lot of volunteers to help me. And he already had the signage, the tent. And again, it's a small area, so we were able to take all of the trash cans, put them under that tent. So the only place that people could go with their trash was our table. So for 22,000 people that attended RibFest last year, we were able to divert 1.4 tons of organics from landfill, and that was 68% of all the trash that was produced at that festival. The trash contractor for the festival could not deal with recyclables, so we couldn't take any of the recyclables. I took all the aluminum cans home and took them to the curb, but all the plastics went in the garbage. In terms of cost to festival organizers, tipping fees are exactly the same for landfill trash compared to compostable trash, so there's no extra cost there in terms of where they're going to be sending their trash. The only extra cost at Ribfest was the compostable bags. So just to say, we can do so much more than this at festivals. It's really easy. I provide a volunteer service. I've been volunteering with this for like 4 years now in the city, and we just need to get organizers on board to allow me to come and help them divert waste.
Councillor Chinnani, who worked with Misty on the motion, had some follow-up questions.
Can you explain why it's so important to divert compostables?
So most of the waste at festivals, which is what we saw at Ribfest, is actually compostable waste. Everything that the food is served on, including any food that isn't eaten, is usually paper-type waste, and so it's all compostable. And if you send compostables to the landfill, they produce methane. And methane is a very potent greenhouse gas. It's 25 times more potent than CO2. Whereas if you compost the material, it's going to degrade and become CO2, but it's way better than it becoming methane. Also, you don't have to transport it hundreds of kilometers away. You could just transport it to Tomlinson, which is only 20 clicks down the 401.
So I don't know if you can explain why we felt this motion was needed.
Because I have been offering this free service to festival organizers for the last few years, and very few have taken me up on it. Most of the time I get, oh, that's a very good idea, thank you very much, we'll consider it maybe next year. And it's a free service. I don't ask for anything in return. I just want to help them divert their waste. I think some organizers just need to be nudged a little bit more, and if you can make it part of their contract that if they want to run a festival, they got to divert their waste, and the city can help them do it, and I'll help do it for free, then we can do a lot better.
Councillor Chinnani then made his case for the motion.
Yeah, as we heard, the life of this motion has really been really well explained by Gabby and her delegation. We used to have things like Oscar, which is the offsite Kingston area recycler, which is no longer an option for waste diversion at events. Like the motion says, that we are no longer responsible for recycling. So now we have to look at diverting organic waste, which is the most efficient way to deal with waste at events at the moment. And like Gabby said, it started with Skeleton Park Arts Festival, and then Ribfest is doing it, Artfest is doing it, and the Memorial Farmers Market is always doing it. They're a really good example. So this motion is just for city staff to look at putting in place a requirement for festival organizers to have a plan to divert their waste to minimize the amount of plastic waste that is produced at their events, and instead focus on organic waste, the things that we can control the most. I hope that you can support this, and so we can have something linked to the event permit that requires event organizers to have a proper plan and have resources that they can pull upon to like actually make their events successful and also more environmentally friendly by diverting the waste properly.
Okay, we will call the vote on new motion 4. All right, and that carries.
Councillor Chinnani's motion pointed to Sustainable Kingston's existing special event guidelines as a resource event organizers can draw on now, ahead of any formal requirement, and directed staff to encourage voluntary waste diversion, including the use of reusable BPI or certified compostable supplies for events held for the remainder of the 2026 season, to direct organizers to Sustainable Kingston's guidelines as a planning resource, and to use this period to gather feedback from organizers on the challenges and barriers to a future requirement informing the Q2 2027 report. Sustainable Kingston is a local nonprofit organization that has been operating since 2012 that focuses on driving measurable improvements in the Kingston community through priority areas like climate action, environmental stewardship, and food security. Their sustainable event guide, which is available for free on their website at www.sustainablekingston.com/resources, offers event producers with information, ideas, and examples of best practices for waste management. Examples include partnering with Utilities Kingston's Water Buggy, a mobile drinking water unit to reduce the use of plastic water bottles, getting in touch with food rescue organizations to donate leftover food, and choosing local producers to reduce the distance food has traveled. Other suggestions include choosing digital programs instead of printing, removing garbage cans during events to drive traffic towards recycling stations, and using compostable containers. Again, organizers are invited to visit the Sustainable Kingston website to learn more about event waste diversion and for more tips and advice for sustainable, accessible, and welcome event development.